This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Two undocumented Mexicans are being arraigned today in a New Hampshire court in an unusual effort by local police to crack down on illegal immigration. Frustrated by federal policy, police are using a state law to charge the Mexicans with criminal trespass. Here's NPR's Anthony Brooks.
Arizona may have that armed private militia known as the Minutemen, but more than 2,000 miles away, New Hampshire has Police Chief Garrett Chamberlain, who's every bit as frustrated by the country's porous borders as those southwestern frontier guards.
I understand we can't deport 11 million illegals this week, but we have to start somewhere.
So Chief Chamberlain started in New Ipswich, a tiny New Hampshire village about an hour northwest of Boston. He became frustrated last July when he stopped a van with 9 undocumented people from Ecuador. He says after they admitted being smuggled into the states, he called federal immigration officials. But overwhelmed with other priorities, they told him to let them go. So Chief Chamberlain decided the next time an undocumented foreigner was caught in his town, he'd charge them under a state trespass law, which Chamberlain has committed to memory.
A person is guilty of criminal trespass if they knowingly enter or remain in any place without license or privilege to do so. That's the whole law.
So that's what he charged a 21-year-old Mexican named Jorge Ramirez with last month after Ramirez was unlucky enough to have car trouble in New Ipswich. Chief Chamberlain says Ramirez admitted that he was working illegally nearby, so he cited him for criminal trespass.
You know, there are a lot of people coming to this country or trying to come to this country that want to do harm to the American people and destroy our way of life. And if we don't know about Mr. Ramirez, who else do we not know about?
About 30 miles to the east in the town of Hudson, New Hampshire, Police Chief Richard Gendron adopted the same strategy and has already cited 2 undocumented Mexicans for criminal trespass. Gendron says this is about national security.
It just makes absolutely no sense that where our nation is under constant watch of a terrorist attack, that we just openly allow 500,000 illegal immigrants enter this country and remain here and do nothing about it.
What they don't understand is this isn't allowed under the Constitution.
That's Mona Movafagi, a New Hampshire immigration lawyer who's representing the 3 Mexicans at the request of the Mexican embassy. Movafagi says these cases should be dismissed because the 2 police chiefs are using state law to preempt federal law.
They have taken a state statute and said, well, we don't like the way that they're regulating aliens in the state of New Hampshire, so we're going to take our state criminal law and charge them under that law, and we're going to take over the role of the federal government.
Movafagi argues the fact that a person is undocumented doesn't make him a criminal. Nevertheless, across the state and the country, those who favor reining in immigration are hailing the chiefs as heroes, while immigrant advocates are criticizing them, even demonstrating outside police headquarters in New Ipswich and Hudson earlier this week. Among them was Lily Mesa, an immigrant from Colombia, who says the chief's approach will lead to racial profiling and discourage immigrants from working with police.
For instance, somebody has to call the police because something happens. If they get robbed or assaulted or something, they won't call the police because they are afraid. Being illegal doesn't mean that we are terrorists or criminals. There's a misunderstanding there, especially after the 9/11. Everybody wants to blame immigrants.
There's nothing to do with race. It specifically has to do with legal versus illegal.
Again, Chief Garrett Chamberlain, who denies his tactic will lead to racially motivated arrests.
I am an absolute supporter of people who want to migrate to this country legally. I think it's the greatest nation in the world, but we do have a process, and there's a reason why we have a process, so we know who is here.
As 2 of the 3 Mexicans are arraigned today in Manchester, the police chiefs hope this will send a message about a system in need of reform. Immigrant advocates agree that reform is needed, but not at the expense of immigrant rights. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.